Interesting question. Can a woman serve as panim chadashos? Just to remind ourselves in the week after a wedding, 7 days after a wedding. So anytime there is a celebratory meal, a meal celebrating the wedding, the chasen kala, the series of brachos, the sheva brachos, are recited. On the condition that there are panim chadashos, which means a person who has not yet participated in the celebration. Does that panim chadashos have to be a man, or does it not make a difference, and it could be a woman? So what should this hinge on? This may very well get down to the essential question of what's the whole point of panim chadashos. Why does panim chadashos matter? So this is discussed by the Shomer Achronim, and could very well be a machlokas harishonim as follows, that the Rambam writes that the definition of panim chadashos is someone who has not yet heard the sheva brachos on any occasion. That's what panim chadashos are. And it sounds from the Rambam that the point is that any person who comes across this celebration becomes chayiv in these brachos, to say brachos, to wish the chasen kala well. And if he has not heard the brachos yet, he becomes chayiv. Since he's chayiv, so then everybody in the crowd can go ahead and make the brachos. And the reason we're saying the sheva brachos is all because of the chiyuv of the person who has not yet heard these brachos for this particular couple. So if that's the case, there's room to argue, as the Ritva writes explicitly, that since sheva brachos are only recited in the presence of 10 men, so it's men who generate the chiyuv. And if the whole chiyuv of sheva brachos is to be, so to speak, to be motzi, the person who hasn't heard the brachos yet, so since men are the ones who generate the chiyuv, it's only a man who would generate that obligation, and the panim chadashos can only be a man. Many assume that the Balei HaTosfos and the Rosh had a completely different view of how panim chadashos work. The Rosh writes that panim chadashos, it doesn't matter if he heard the sheva brachos yet, as long as he has not yet participated in a celebratory seuda lichvod, this celebration. So let's say he was at the chuppah and he heard the sheva brachos at the chuppah, but he didn't participate in the seudas mitzvah after that. So then he could still be panim chadashos at a later time. So apparently it doesn't depend on him having heard the sheva brachos. It's not that each person has a chiyuv once to say the sheva brachos, and that's what generates the chiyuv. But his participation in the celebration perhaps adds to the simcha of the chasen kala, and that add or the whole wedding party, and that added simcha generates a chiyuv sheva brachos for everybody involved. Similarly, the Tosus writes it has to be somebody who, in fact, his presence adds to the simcha. If it's not a person who is significant enough, if it's just some random person off the street, that wouldn't count as panim chadashos, according to the Balei HaTosfos. Similarly, Tosus writes, on Shabbos you don't need panim chadashos. Why not? Obviously, it's not because Shabbos is chayiv and sheva brachos, and then we're being motzi Shabbos, not a person. But perhaps, if you're understanding that, it's a question of the extra added element of celebration, the added simcha, so perhaps Shabbos provides that as well. So, that being the case, if there's a woman whose presence adds to the simcha, the chasen kala are very happy to have her participation at the celebration, so then why should that not generate a obligation of sheva brachos for the entire crowd, just like the added participation of the man for whom the simcha is added by his presence. So how do we paskin on this machlokas Rambam and Tosfos? It's not 100% clear. The Shulchan Aruch, Ibn Ezer, Samach Beis, mentions Shitas HaRambam, that it's only if a person, Panim Chadash is only a person who has not heard the brachos yet. And then he says, Yesh Omrim, that even if he has, but he hasn't participated in the meal yet, which is Shitas HaRosh. And he says, the Minog is like the second opinion. So usually, Stam V'yesh Omrim means the Halacha is like the first opinion, but he says the Minog is like the second opinion. And then the next, if he quotes the other Shitos of Tosfos, that it has to be someone whose presence adds to the Simcha, and on Shabbos you don't need Panim Chadashos. So many assume that the Shulchan Aruch basically passes like the Balei HaTosfos, or at least notes that the Minog Olam is like the Balei HaTosfos, and that would be the bottom line Halacha. There are some who argue, no, maybe really passing like the Rambam, Maker Adin, but he just said that the Minog is in certain ways like the Balei HaTosfos, but many assume that the Shulchan Aruch is bringing la'alacha, the shita of the Balei HaTosfos. So, when the dust settles, there are different opinions about this issue. In the Piskei Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch, he writes that a woman would not count as Panim Chadashos, and that's Rav Avadya Yosef Paskins as well. However, the Chassam Sofer writes explicitly that women would count as Panim Chadashos, and that is quoted in the name of Rav Yashiv, that women would count as Panim Chadashos. I saw it in the name of Rav Yaakov Ariel as well. It's just noted that if a woman is the Panim Chadashos, so certainly, since this is following the line of the Shita of the Balei Hatzotzos, it should actually be a person whose presence does add to the simcha of the chasen and kala. So we should be zochet to besoros tovos. Please do pick up the chairs and have a great Shabbos.